is it charge or discharge for Mahatmas?
What is the difference between Bhav and Bhavna?
They both fall under Chandubhai. But it is true, there is a difference between Bhav and Bhavna.
Bhavna is pure, and Bhav can be either good or bad.
No, it is not that Bhavna is pure. Bhavna is applicable even to the impure, apavitra. One may even have the Bhavna of burning down someone's house, and one may even have the Bhavna of building a house for someone. So Bhavna can be used for both sides. But Bhav is considered charge and Bhavna is discharge. When you feel, I have a Bhav to do this, I have to do it this way, that too is a Bhavna. It is not Bhav. Truly speaking, Bhav is only that which is charge. So, this world has come into existence due to Bhav karma, subtle charge karma. Even if you cannot do a certain thing, you must still maintain a Bhav to do it. I have done away with Bhav for Mahatmas. For people who are not self-realized, they should do Bhav karma. As in, they should ask for the energy. Whatever energy they want, they should ask for that from Dada Bhagwan.
People out there in the world should ask for this energy. So the energy that our Mahatmas ask for, the Bhavana that they do, what does that fall under?
What Mahatmas ask for falls under discharge. This is because there are two types of Bhavana, charge and discharge. People out there in the worldly interaction also have Bhavana. And we too have Bhavana here. But ours is in the form of discharge and theirs is in the form of both charge and discharge. But what is the harm in asking for the energy?
When people out there ask for the energy in these nine columns, then it is considered Bhav. But when Mahatmas ask for the energy, is that not considered Bhav?
For people out there who are not self-realized, it is considered Bhav. And for our Mahatmas, it is Bhavana. That is true. Those Bhav are considered as charge. And this Bhavana is considered as discharge. It cannot be called Bhav.
Bhav, exactly in accordance with the design.
Our Bhavana, desire, everything, even opinions, are only in accordance with what is in these nine columns. Just as these nine columns say,
it may appear as if one is doing the same as he was before, but it is not exactly the same. It is decided that there is an inclination, valan, on this side, but that inclination should definitely be of this type. It should be in accordance with the design. There may be an inclination, there indeed may be the desire not to harass monks and ascetics, but it should be in accordance with the design.
In what way do you mean it should be in accordance with the design, Dada?
It should be in accordance with what is written in there, in the nine columns, in exactness. Otherwise, it is generally the norm that people do not want to hurt any monk or saint, but they still end up doing so. What is the reason for this? It is because theirs is not in accordance with the design. If it were in accordance with the design, then this would not happen.
Should these nine columns be incorporated into our lives with understanding?
No, it does not need to be incorporated into life with understanding. What I am conveying is, just ask for the energy that I have spoken about here. That will bring it into exactness for you. You do not have to do it with understanding. That wouldn't ever happen. A person cannot do such a thing. If someone attempts to do it with understanding, then it won't happen. Leave it in the hands of nature, which means to say, Dada Bhagwan, give me the energy. The energy will arise by itself, then it will come in exactness. This is a very elevated thing. Until it is understood, it carries on like this. Why would I have said, ask for the energy? Please give me the energy. It is because one cannot make the design himself. How can he make the original design? Therefore, this is an effect. The energy you ask for is the cause, and that which will come forth is the effect. Through whom does this effect come? It has been facilitated through Dada Bhagwan. The effect should come through the Lord. So if one keeps asking for the energy according to the nine kalams, then after many years he will prevail in the nine kalams automatically.
In order to become free from worldly relations.
These nine kalams have indeed been given for the purification of thought, speech and action, haven't they?
No. There is no need for that here. There is no need for that on the akram path. These nine kalams have been given to release you from the karmic accounts that have been bound from infinite past lives. They have been given to clear your karmic ledger. So if you say the nine kalams, then the link will break. The link that has been created with people, that runanuband, does not allow you to become liberated. So these nine kalams are for breaking those links. By saying these nine kalams, all the mistakes you have made up until now will become a little lax. And actually, their effect will definitely come forth later. They become like a cindered rope, so when you touch it with your hand, it will disintegrate.
If I keep on saying the nine kalams in order to do pratikraman for my faults, then is there really energy in that?
The nine kalams that you say are different, and the pratikraman you do for your faults is different. You should do pratikraman daily for whatever faults that arise. In fact, by saying the nine kalams, the discord that has occurred over the course of infinite past lives, all the karmic ties get released. It is pratikraman. It is the greatest pratikraman. The pratikraman of the entire world is incorporated in this nine kalams. Do it properly. Having shown this to you, I am done with my work. Then I will move on to my realm, the final destination.
Dada prevailed in the nine kalams throughout his life.
It is due to the current era of the time cycle that people do not have the energy. I have given you only this much to ask for, only these energies that have been listed here. If one nurtures these intentions, then I can guarantee that they will not lose the life form as a human being in their next life. Otherwise, 80% of the current human population will not retain their life form as a human being. Such are the times. These nine kalams contain the highest intentions. The entire essence is captured in them. I have been practicing this nine kalams my entire life. They are in fact my wealth. So I have disclosed my daily practices. This is ultimately for the sake of the salvation of the public. These nine kalams have been going on within daily, constantly, for so many years, for the past 40 years. I now present them to the public.
Right now we say, O Dada Bhagwan, give me the energy. So, whom did you refer to when you said these nine kalams?
It may not have been Dada Bhagwan. There may have been some other name, but there was definitely a name. I would say them referring only to him. You can call him Pure Soul or whatever else, but I would say them referring only to him. On the Kramic path, one reads voluminous scriptures, whereas here in Akram, it is more than enough to just say this nine kalams. So much energy has been placed in this nine kalams. There is tremendous energy, but it is not easily understood. It is only when I explain it that it is understood. The person who comes to me and tells me, I really like this nine kalams, has actually understood the value. And these nine kalams are worth understanding. These nine kalams are not in the scriptures, but what we, the Jnani Purush, abide by and is always in our application is what we have given you to do. These nine kalams have been written according to the way we prevail. Our conduct is in accordance with the nine kalams. Nevertheless, we are not considered God, Bhagwan. God is verily the one who resides within. Besides, a person cannot conduct himself in this manner. The essence of the 14 worlds is captured in just this much. These 9 kalams that have been written are the essence of the 14 worlds. It is as though I have taken out the butter and placed it here, after having churned the yogurt of all these 14 worlds. What tremendous merit karma all these people have. They are headed towards liberation while standing in an elevator. Yes, the only condition is, do not stick your hand outside. These 9 kalams are not to be found anywhere else. Only the fully enlightened one, Purna Purush, can write the 9 kalams. Such a person is very rare. If he is present, then people will attain salvation.
The essence of the science of liberation.
And when these intentions are being done, how should it be? While reading them, each and every word should be seen. If you can see that Chandubai is reading them, then you are not entangled elsewhere. You should not be lost elsewhere whilst nourishing these intentions. We do not go anywhere else even for a moment. You too will have to get on that path, won't you? At the very place that we are at. The moment these intentions are nurtured, one begins to become complete, Purna. It is worth doing only these intentions. Yes, speak these intentions with the unity of the mind, speech and body. So definitely do these 9 kalams from now on. These 9 kalams are the essence of the entire science of liberation, Vitrag Vignan, and Pratikraman and Pratyakhyan. A vowel to not repeat a mistake, all that is encompassed within this. Such kalams have not been published anywhere else. Just as the book on Brahmacharya has not been published anywhere else, these kalams too have not been published anywhere else. If a person reads the 9 kalams, if he nurtures these intentions, then he will not have vengeance with anyone in this world. There will be friendship with everyone. These 9 kalams are the essence of all the scriptures. Jai Sachidananda.